You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It is, oh my goodness, November 19th already. This is Elizabeth Powell of Tech Trend Investments. Hi, everyone.
And this is Joseph Grassa, and time has flown by. November 19th? I haven't checked the date yet today. Oh my God. It's, yeah. Oh my God, almost like what, like 2 weeks away, or a week away from December, basically.
Right.
Time has flown by.
And it's Thanksgiving next week in the States, and it's the end of the year. I know I keep reiterating this every time I come online and tell everyone. Christmas is coming up, holidays are coming up, New Year's are coming up, and it's going to be 2025. So we have some really exciting, interesting things that have been going on in the world of finance and investing in crypto, in the world in general. Lots of stuff going on, lots of activity. Positive volatile markets, but ETH is up, BTC is up. It's like, it's great for crypto right now.
And it's great for everyone else too. The markets are all up. It's the global markets, as along with ETH and BTC, those being the ones that have moved the most. And we talked about that last week, and I think we'll reiterate it again. The movement has been immense. It's been beautiful to watch. It's been crazy. And if you put $10 in when we first started the show, you would have made, I think it's around what is it now, like $100, $200, maybe even $300.
If you put how much in?
$10 coffee money.
Oh, in Ethereum or BTC
or Bitcoin? Let's go Ethereum.
All right, so Ethereum was at 2400 on the morning of elections. And so the day that was Tech Trend, Tuesday night when I started to speak that night, ETH started to have a rally. So we were at 2400. It went to, I think, 3550, didn't it?
Yeah, ETH tapped 4K.
Oh, did it?
ETH tapped 4K.
Oh my goodness.
Actually, wait, that was back. That was back. Never mind. I'm looking. My chart was on the week.
3550.
I had my chart on the 1 week and I was like, wait a minute, we hit 4K? What? I missed that one. No, you were right. ETH hit 3550.
I should have profit take at that point then. I'm just kidding. No, it yeah, so it hit about 3550. Let's see, 3550. So that's about, I think it went up 35% in like less than a week. And now it's hovering around 31. But BTC, which is Bitcoin, hit its all-time high, record over record over record over record. And I have to see what the price is today, but it was above 93.5.
Yes. And now originally it's hovering around 92.
Now it's at 92, right? So it hit its ATH today of 94,076.
That's
the ATH. So it's the ATH of, like, overall, it's the highest it's ever been, and it took off again on the day of elections. So that was November 5th, I believe. Looking back.
Yeah, as am I. And we're both just
November 5th, looking. It was at 68,000 and it hit a low right before that. On November 4th, it was at 67,000 and it's now, and then it hit an ATH of 94,000 today. So it went up over 27,000 in 2 weeks.
And that's a testament to the market strength right now and all the liquidity that's being thrown at it. There's been a lot of money. It takes a lot of money to move a chart.
A lot of money, especially 000. At that high, right?
Yeah. The volume
so it's
numbers
gone up
have
over 40% plus.
Yeah, and in a year.
So it's been,
I was going to add, in a year, it's up 145%.
145%?
Yep, in 1 year time.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. So we anticipated this. When I had done LA Talk, like the week before elections, I was saying that big things are going to be happening. And if things fall in place the way that I anticipated that they were going to, we had the Fed meeting on November 6th and 7th. We had the elections on November 5th. We went towards friendly investment, friendly finance, friendly lower the interest rates, geared towards people being profitable in housing and stocks, bonds, options, futures. Even oil prices dropped down. Interest rates dropped down. The stock market rallied. The Fed lowered the interest rates. Crypto market rallied. BTC had its all-time highs. So if you guys have been listening to the show for a while and you invested right before when I was saying that, you know, the next week was going to be the big week, or if you even invested on the day that I was talking that night on elections and just invested then, you would be up tremendously on your portfolio in less than a week. But here we are. So there's still a lot of room for growth. And the reason being is crypto was kind of its own bubble for a long time, where only investors who were pretty aggressive were involved in crypto. And then it started going over more to the real world and more into other businesses. And then people started to adopt it a little bit more, and like PayPal, Venmo, Zelle. I'm not sure about Zelle, but I know PayPal, Venmo, and another pay feature was accepting and sending crypto. And then Robinhood added it onto their platform. A couple other brokers have added it onto their platform. When ETFs became available, so it gave it the options where you could buy and trade on ETFs on BTC and on ETH. So that made it a little bit more aggressive. And now we're having more people in political offices across the states, not just the president, but also like senators and congressmen and different people in cabinet positions that are crypto friendly. So crypto is going to keep rallying and gain more mass adoption. Plus it's being brought over where other people are able to use it, like buy a hamburger with crypto or pay for goods and services with crypto or use Visa and MasterCards on crypto. So there's a lot more adoption. And then there's hints of tax laws that are going to be friendly for crypto. But of course, do your own research, not financial advice. These tax laws haven't been passed yet. But if you're involved in a company that's US-based and crypto-based, and you're investing in that company, I don't know the tax law exactly because they haven't passed it yet or the verbiage, but they're talking about trying to pass a zero tax on capital gains on those companies. And I happen to be a USA crypto-based company, so it's very a positive outlook for all of my businesses that are crypto-based and crypto-friendly and AI-friendly. It's giving perks to people to invest in crypto. So it's there's a lot of opportunities coming up, a lot of things coming up. So if you stay tuned and like you keep listening and find those opportunities, it doesn't take a lot to invest. Again, remember, we always say you can start with just $10 and trade with $10. And I know people always want to throw tons of money at stuff and like lots of ETH and lots of BTC it and throw things at and hope it sticks. But you can start out small. You can start out with $10 and like just dabble in $10 in BTC, $10 in ETH, $10 in a meme coin, $10 in an altcoin, and just watch the chart and see what it does so you can get an idea on how it fluctuates. When it's volatile, it means that it can go up and down, but it also means that it has a potential for a higher return because you have a higher risk, which entails either a higher reward or it can go down. So volatility, it's going to range. It's going to go up and down based off of the volatility in the market, but it's also one of the most aggressive parts of your portfolio. When you invest in your portfolio, you want to make sure that you have your stables, which is your blue chip stocks, your blue chips type of crypto, your blue chips, bonds, et cetera. Those are your stable for long-term hold. And then based on whatever your age is or what your aggressive style is and what your risk style is, then you would go more aggressive into more volatile markets where it can give you a higher return over the long term, but it's also a higher risk. So make sure, again, you talk to your financial advisor, talk to a CPA, learn as much as you can. And in the interim, while you're just trying to understand the markets and see what the markets are doing, start with $10. Just start with $10 and then see what $10 does. Open up a Coinbase account or open up a CEX account, whatever is like friendly to you in the area. And then just start with $10 and then watch it and see what it does.
All it takes is $10. All it takes is sometimes you can go $5, right? And then even if you, like you said before, starting your Coinbase account, they gave you free money, and you just
right. You can get
that.
A free dollar, right?
Yeah.
So if you start a Coinbase account, they'll give you like little lessons on how to trade altcoins. So there's also links where you can get a $20 referral on Coinbase. They'll give you free $20 worth of crypto for opening up a Coinbase on a referral. And so you can get the $20 for free. You can trade on the free money. And then while you're in it, they'll give little lessons and they'll say, like, they'll talk about Polkadot. Like they did this to me on a couple years or so ago. They gave me $1 free in Polkadot. I just had to like read through the little scenario, which was like 4 small paragraphs, and then answer the questions at the end. And when I did, they gave me $1 to my account immediately. And then you can watch that dollar on whatever the altcoin is and then see what it does, because people tend to like look at even numbers and then judge it. So if you have a dollar in there invested that they gave you free, and it goes to $1.05 and then goes to 98 and then goes to $1.10 and then goes to 97, you're able to see the fluctuations and then see how the market works. And if it's free money, then there's no better way than like watching free money go up and down, or hopefully up, and then see how the market works, right? So, yeah, so there's a lot of opportunities. It doesn't take a lot, but whenever you're entering into something new and you're not very familiar with it, make sure that you always read up as much as you can, start with a small investment, try it out, and then when you get a little bit braver and you start to understand it more, you can add bigger chunks into it. You can add a little bit more investment. You can try new things, but try and learn about it first before you just throw money at randomly.
Yeah, and if you really really feel like, oh, you know what, I've done stocks and bonds before, and I'm a bit more comfortable, and you put deposit like $100, you put $10 into 10 coins, and just watch it like that. That works too.
Right.
It's a lot of people, they're like, oh, I don't want to sit around and do these tests and like listen, and oh, I have to like be tested on how I can trade. Sometimes people feel confident in that, and they'll be like, okay, I'm gonna throw $100 at it and see what happens with those 10 coins that I decide. And let's say you go into ETH, Bitcoin, you go like ApeCoin, you go into other majors like Polkadot, like you said, and you just watch it. And okay, right. Then you start to feel comfortable, and then you're like, you know what, I'll take that $10 out or whatever it's at. Hopefully it's more than that $10, and you can start practicing swing trading it and predicting it based on what you've seen after watching it, right? The markets are very, very, very volatile, and everything that we say is not financial advice. Always do your own research. This is all for educational purposes only. A little disclaimer.
Yes.
But the markets are very volatile. Very, very, very volatile, but very, very lucrative if you can understand it and you learn it and you take the time to learn it. And you watch it, you analyze it, you analyze its trends. And cryptocurrencies are ever, ever more becoming very, very based on political trends and world events. So if you're very in tune with that, then you'll be a very fast learner as to the market trends in cryptocurrencies.
Right. And so there's a lot going on in the market right now. And like I said before, we were kind of in our own crypto bubble where it was the same type of investors were in, and now it's broadening and moving out into mainstream. And we're just in the beginning. So y'all have to understand, like, we are in the beginning of all of this. This is, I know crypto has been around for, you know, maybe 10 years or so, But this is really in a new technology cycle. This is in the beginning. And this is when we're having some of our biggest gains is right now also. And so, you know, when you're getting involved, make sure that you're hedging and making sure that you're going into investments that is your coffee money, is your risk money at first, until you can understand kind of what the market does. And hopefully you're getting educated by listening to us a little bit and getting a little bit more understanding of what's going on. And then reading a little bit more about it, going into YouTube, watching videos, trying to understand it, go onto Twitter, go onto X, Telegrams. There's Telegram trading channels. There's a lot of information out there. And then when you get a little bit more confident, you can invest. We do have something being released pretty soon, which is going to be user-friendly. So the people that aren't involved in crypto or the people that are involved in crypto, it's going to be a UI web-based trading platform, which will make it easy. So right now with crypto, you have to go and open an account with a major like CB or one of the majors, Coinbase. And then you have to open up a MetaMask wallet and figure out how to do that. And then you have to go into platforms like DEX or Uniswap and swap out and trade out your stuff if you want to go into meme coins. And then you have to chart it and then look at analytics and verify all the information and then make sure the token that you're in is on the leg up. And then when it become profitable, then you have to manually swap out and then cash out part of it and then trade your ETH back to cash or do whatever you're going to do or go back into another token. There's like a lot of multiple steps, as you guys have been listening in the last 10 months, on just being able to trade tokens or trade crypto or trade a meme coin. And so what we've done is combined with AI, most of the platforms and the bots have been built out for over 19 months. And right now I'm up to probably 150 million points of data now. But based off of all the data and the information, we've built out a platform that makes it easy for everybody to trade. So you don't have to go through 25 different steps just to swap out to one token and go back and exit out to another token. You don't have to go to 25 different websites and verify and get the information about the token, look at the charts, look at the TA, look at the analytics, do all that stuff. You don't have to go all over. Everything's inclusive. Everything's in one spot. So you're able to do it simply with just buying and selling and looking at it and making a decision and exiting out. But we also have a step up from there where if you're friendly in finance and investing, we have algos that are built in that have automatic trading too. So you're able to set up your own parameters so you don't have to sit on charts all day. You don't have to sit on a platform all day. You have to watch tokens all day just to trade because it's time consuming and most people want to spend their time doing things that they love to do, but they still want to invest. They still want to be in with the markets when the markets are hot and the market's on an upswing. So that's also incorporated in the platform. And we'll be having signups for that coming up. We'll be giving the URLs and the website address so people can start accessing it and getting onto it. But it's very friendly for the mass population. It's very friendly for crypto. It's very friendly for Web 2 is very friendly for anybody in the real world who just wants to see what's going on and get all the detailed information without having to go do research and find all of this. You'll be able to access it just on one site and you'll be able to trade on one site, get all your charts, all your analytics, all your information, plug in your formula, do exactly what you want. And if you're an advanced trader, it's like advanced trading on steroids. You'll just adore it, like love it. Like I told all my holders, you guys are not going to be watching football. You're just going to be fascinated on all the bells and whistles and all the fun things that it does. But if you're a novice and you're just beginning and just starting out and you don't know how to do all this stuff, it's very user-friendly. You just sign up and then you like put in your ETH or whatever you're trading on and then you set up your trades and it's very easy. So it's easier than Robinhood. It's easier than all the stocks and bonds platforms that they made user-friendly for everybody. It's easy like that, but it's as complex as you want it to be.
Who doesn't like freeing up time, but also doing it and it's easy? I think those are the two things that everyone looks for is how can I free up some of my free time? Like, who doesn't want to go outside every day? Who doesn't want to spend time with their family, go on vacation, trade from the beach? Who doesn't want to do that and do it with ease as well, right?
Right. Like right now I'm in, well, I've been working nonstop. I'm waking up at like 6 a.m. going to bed at 1:30 a.m. But I've been working nonstop, but because I have the freedom to be anywhere in the world that I want to be and be able to work from my phone or trade from my phone, which all of this is built on, I'm in Las Vegas for Formula One races. So I'm here for F1 in Las Vegas right now because I have the freedom to be anywhere I want to be at the world. As long as I have Wi-Fi and I have my cell phone, I can trade from my phone. I can do my tech from my phone. I can build out AI. I can communicate internationally all over the world with all my devs and team and everybody everywhere. But I can be anywhere in the world because I have that technology and that access and that freedom because I'm building it out. So now I'm in Formula One, Las Vegas, the races, and it's going to be on Saturday night, the main event. So up until then, I'm able to work 24/7 all the time and then have that moment of freedom. And even if I'm like watching the races, I could still be trading from my phone or on my phone while the cars are zooming by.
And you're that close to the point where you could probably walk up and see it or from your window, right? So it's going to be like experiences and experiences and not missing out on anything. And
being right near all the pit stops. Yeah. So I'm actually in the center of it, like where my location is in the center of the racetrack, like in the middle of the racetrack. So the racetrack in front of me and behind me.
You're going to hear like a bumblebee buzzing around you at all times. All the way around you.
I've already been hearing it. But see, that's the thing. Like, people don't understand, like, this technology and AI and Web3 and crypto gives you the freedom to do what you want. Like, if you just take a few minutes to learn, or you just take a few minutes to try it out, or you just take $10, that's like the start of your journey. That's like the beginning of your journey. And then it becomes easy after that, once you understand what it is. Like, we've been in it, involved in it, and we're so deep in it, but our mission is to like make it easy for everybody else. Because if it's easy for everybody else, we're going to have a mass adoption. It's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So if Bitcoin hit a 94K all-time high, and it had a run-up just in 2 weeks, and we haven't even experienced mass adoption yet. We haven't even experienced everybody that's coming over. People are just starting to hear about it. They're just starting to talk about it. I have my DMs filling up with friends going, hey, I heard about this crypto. What do you think? Hey, what about this? What about this? And I'm not the one like going out there and telling them. My DMs are filling up. My texts are filling up. My emails are filling up of just regular people asking questions about crypto. So we're very early in adoption. Like, we're very early. And because you're here listening right now, that means that you're early too. So it only takes like a few minutes. It takes a few minutes to like go and look what it takes to sign up your account. And then once you've done that and you see what the trading platform is next week and you get the sign up thing, you'll understand how easy it is on something that has been so complex for so long that's kept everyone out. We've simplified it down, but made it so detailed on the back end and analytics on the back end and technology with the highest caliber so that it makes it easy for you when you're using it. So it does all the complications on the back part and makes it easy for everyone else to trade. So they don't have to go through all the jumps and the hurdles and all the things that we had to do for the last 4, 5, 6 years to get into crypto. It makes it easy that anybody can come into it now and trade and understand it and make it easier.
I think every day, when's like my mom going to get into crypto? When's my family going to get into crypto? Right? Because what are my friends going to get into crypto? And it providing them an easy way in is honestly the best way to do it. And it's being solved right now. And it's in next week, they'll find out. And I'm going to make sure I share it with them, because the more people and the more aware people are of it, it's not even the point of using it. If they're aware of an easy way to do it, and there is going to be an easy way to do it, then everyone's going to jump on it. And everyone should jump on it, even just to try it. And it to experience it and to understand it. And the more knowledge you gain in these things, the more valuable it is. If you like we always preach, $10 is all it needs. All you need to get started, your coffee money, whether it be $10, $5, whatever. It's all you need, and just trying things out. And Elizabeth here is going to be providing a once in a lifetime opportunity to get in to figure everything out. And it doesn't
cost the best thing is to try out the platform. It doesn't cost you anything.
It doesn't cost a dime.
There's plenty of resources on the platform to learn how to do it, like how to trade crypto, how to make it easy, where you don't have to jump through lots of hoops just to get to where you want to get to. Like, you're able to just go on, sign up, and then swap. And then you can set it up for auto trading. You can set it up for manual trading. You can see your whole entire portfolio. You can do everything that you need to do all in one source without having to look everywhere. And you have charts if you want to do charts. You have numbers if you want to look at numbers. You have P&L statements. So it's very easy, very user-friendly, and it's going to open up a lot of doors on not just like BTC and ETH on the mains or the alts, but also meme coins, like the ones that seem to be hard to get in, but that have the highest returns. I mean, we just caught, oh my goodness, like what, a 6,000x this morning?
It was a 6,000x along with, what was it, almost 1,500x?
Yeah, 2,500x also, right. And that's just like just random ones that happen every day. And I mean, you could just trade, you know, your $10 and exit at a 2x and you doubled your money. Like, it doesn't take that much effort. You don't have to chase these big ones. It gives you enough flexibility that if you got in too late because you hesitated and then you entered and too late and you only spent $10 and it doubled and you exited too early, you know, you're still up. You're making more than you're making on your savings account or your money market or anything else. You know, instead of buying one coffee, now you can buy two coffees. So you all have to think of it this way. Like, everyone's always chasing the 1,000x's. They're there so that you have that room to enter, like make a hesitant decision and enter a little bit too late. And then if you exit a little bit too early, you're still safe. The goal is like when you're entering to a trade, you have enough room, you have enough flexibility that using human error or psychological hesitancy, that you're still okay and you're still safe. But if you're entering to a trade where all these people are saying, oh, we made 5% this year, you would have to enter exactly on the play that they said to enter in, and you would have to exit exactly at when it hit that 5% mark, and you're risking more money just to catch 5%. So if you're risking $100, you're only going to make $5, but you have to wait the whole entire year to make that $5, and you have to enter right when they call the play, and you have to exit as soon as it hits the 5%, right? So the goal is to have enough room to enter late or exit too early and still make your numbers and not have to invest a lot of money. Because if you enter your $10 coffee money and it doubles, you now have two coffees. Where if you entered your coffee money and it took a year to get 5%, you have part of the tip. You have like 1/3 of the tip. You have 1/4 of the tip. So after a year, you have 1/4 of the tip to tip your barista that 5% that you made off of your dollar, or your $10. So that was the goal. That's the reason why it was built that way. And yes, they're catching crazy X's, but you know, we're not all perfect where we can enter exactly and exit exactly. And so that's another reason why the auto trader was built, is so that it gives you that timing that human error doesn't allow for. It gives you an automatic execution and an automatic exit based on your parameters so that you don't have to watch it and then decide, should I, shouldn't I? And based off of the data and the numbers and 150 million points of data and all the statistics and the system and the strategy, those are the numbers.
The numbers are blowing me away. Even I've been around them for what? It's been for me, it's been like 9 plus 10 months. And it's still like the numbers, they never get old, but they always surprise you. And it's because you see, well, Elizabeth and I see every type of token, coin, and we've experienced it all. So we're very knowledgeable in what can appear in the market. So we know what to do in every situation, what to avoid, what to go into. I mean, it's all been applied to the auto trader, all the strategies, all the systems. And it's after 18 months of backtesting, plus of just realization and knowledge and continuously growing the strategy, that this has been able to get to where it is. And without that, then everybody would just be jumping in unknowingly and losing their asses, for lack of better words.
Yeah. So the goal is we love to teach and love to help people out, but I can only reach so many people on how to trade, and I can only call out so many plays. And so if I built in a system that's automated and has an automated system and it gives you all the details and all the information that you have, you don't have to DM me and ask me questions. all my friends out in the real world and all my family in the real world can like fool around with it and go online and like figure it out themselves within seconds and set it up within 5 minutes, and they can be actively trading without having me to explain them what crypto is, what meme coins are, how to trade them, how to enter, how to exit, how to de-risk, how to hit a long shot, how to break even with a long shot. Like, I don't have to imply all of my knowledge. All of my knowledge has been inputted into the trading platform so that somebody can come on, sign up, trade, and then be done for the day and be happy. But I think we've talked enough about the auto trader. I'm just very excited because it's been consuming my life for so long. And I've been working international hours with everybody overseas and all over the world, and like staying up super late and waking up really early. And but we're so close that we're about ready to give out the URL so y'all can sign up next week probably and be able to start using it soon. So just wanted to give you a brief update because there's so much has been going on, and I'm seeing demos and images and all the thing has been being sent over to me, and it just like looks amazing. Like it's 1,000 times of what I've envisioned it to be, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. But yeah, we've consumed a lot of the time, but it's because it's something I'm passionate about, and I think it's going to change a lot of people's lives. It's going to change the real world. It's going to change Web3. It's going to change Web2. It's going to make things easier for everybody so we can get more people into crypto and make these kind of gains.
Whew. I'm ready. I'm very, very ready. Countless days. It's leading up to this, and it all leads up to next week. But who wants to start spending their money on crypto, their crypto money on coffees or on cars or on houses?
Right. Just think how many coffees they'll be able to buy now. That's the goal.
And pay in crypto.
And the supply of coffee.
Yeah, and paying in crypto as it becomes more normalized.
Right. So let's see what else has been going on in the world. So we have Thanksgiving next week, and we have, every day something new is happening. The markets are fluctuating. We're getting more information on the markets. Let's see where ETH is at right now, too. ETH has been hovering around 3,100. Bitcoin's at 91,895 right now. ETH is at 3,100 right now. So it's been fluctuating in the last week of 3162 yesterday and today. Hit 3338 about a week ago. Hit 3444 is the last month, so the last 30 days. It was at 24, so it went up over 1,000, which is about, I think, 45%? Maybe more.
Maybe, 1,000, maybe a little bit more.
1,000 over 24. Yeah, 42%. So it increased 42% in like less than 7 days. There's a lot of things going on right now. And we're coming close to the end of 2024. So this is the other thing that I think is important that people don't realize. So normally, I want you all to think of this. Normally, when we come into an end of a year cycle and all the institutions and the banks and corporations and companies are closing out their books for the end of the year, historically, December has been a month where they'll sell off their losses and then they'll keep their profit and then they'll cash out the profits in the following year because of tax purposes. And since we've come into a very profitable cycle at the end of the year in crypto, some of the people may think that, oh, we need to cash out. But you have to understand, if you're cashing out your crypto at the end of the year and you're profitable, you have to look at the tax laws that are applied in your country or wherever you are for this year, right? So whatever the tax laws are, make sure you find out what your tax laws are and you find out what those are. And so you're probably going to hedge with losses and take some losses so you can hedge against the profits. But there are new tax laws that they're proposing come forward into 2025, where there's a possibility that crypto may not be taxed. It may or may not be true. It may be just a campaign promise. It may be just a rumor. But we don't know what's going to happen yet. So if you go into the year of 2025 and you haven't cashed out your crypto, you're getting it carried over to next year to decide if you're going to sell next year or not. And if you do decide to sell next year, I would recommend and talk to your CPA and your financial consultants, of course, about making sure that the tax laws are passed for 2025 that are crypto friendly, because you may be paying less tax if you sell your crypto next year versus if you sell it this year. So even though everyone's come into financial gains because we've had a run up on our cycle, you have to consider when you're exiting a trade or you're going into USD or you're going into cash or whatever your currency is, that you're making sure you're looking at the tax laws for the year that you're selling it in. And since we have that potential and that possibility of next year to get favorable, where we're going to get hopefully less taxes or potentially even zero taxes, where they're proposing a U.S.-based crypto company, if you own a part of a U.S.-based crypto company, that you won't get taxed on crypto with that, that look into that possibility. And even if it doesn't officially happen, you have a whole 12 months to make a decision again before you exit out of your portfolio or roll it into 2026. So think about the implications when you're entering into something, because I know a lot of people, when April comes around and they're ready to do their taxes all over again, they didn't realize the effect that it would have when they sold off part of their portfolio. Now they're paying hefty gains. But if we're coming into 2025, where tax laws are going to be favorable for crypto, where we're going to have lower taxes or potentially zero taxes on crypto, it's in your best interest to wait until 2025 to sell off part of your portfolio or cash out. So just something to look into, something to consider. But because of what's going on in the market that way, I think that the financial markets are going to be different than they normally are in a December because of this, because of what has happened in the election, because of the new tax laws, because crypto is being more user-friendly, because crypto is having more favorable towards tax laws of next year. I think we potentially have a reason for even a bigger run versus our normal thing that happens in December.
So that being said, investing in crypto companies and investing in crypto and choosing accurately and obviously consulting with the financial advisor, financial consultant as to when you pull it out is necessary, especially right now, given the circumstances of if this tax bill will get passed or what the actual implication of it is. We're just sharing what we know and what we've found out thus far. We are not politicians. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and we don't know. We can't guarantee anything. So
right, okay. Yeah, no guarantee, consult. But right, there are no guarantees. But you also, it gives you an extension of another 12 months to make a decision on selling or not. Like if you don't need the funds, personally, I'm waiting until next year to make a decision, because I don't want to get taxed for this year when it still has all the old tax laws. I'm betting on the future that the tax laws are going to become more favorable, which if tax laws become more favorable, it also means that we're going to probably have a run up in our cycles and crypto is actually going to increase in value and be worth more because now it's an investment vehicle to go in where you're not going to be taxed as heavily like you are on housing or short-term capital gains or stocks, bonds, options, futures, right? Those tax laws have been in place forever, but now since crypto is newer and we're having more aggressive tax laws, it might be an investment vehicle to go in. And if something is favorable and everybody's going to go in, we're also going to have a big run up too. So that's the way I see it. It gives me time to buy. It's going to give me another 12 months to make a decision. And if the tax laws aren't passed yet then either, then I can roll it into another 12 months. So I see it as a potential of a win-win in the cycle where we're at. And since we're still new in it, yeah. So think about that. Like before you go to sell, before you go to exit out of a position or you're doing something like that, like look at the current tax laws, look at the potential, talk to your financial advisor, talk to your CPA. If you're investing, it's a great time to invest.
Hint, hint. 100% it is.
Right? But that's where I see. So we've been having discussions in different groups and most people will just go back on the standards. But if you take in consideration what's actually going on in the world, what people are hinting of, what's going on, where the potential is, I see this as a big run up in the cycle. And that could be another reason why BTC is so favorable and so strong. That's the primary where everybody always goes into. First, they go into BTC and then they go into ETH and then they go into the trickle down and the altcoins. And then when they discovered that, then they go into meme coins. But what we're doing is we're going to be bringing meme coins out to you first before everybody else does. So that's like to bring mass adoption to meme coins. And then you guys can see what kind of returns you have. But you don't have to invest as heavily in those. You know, it takes $10.
All it takes is $10. And there's those 5,000, 3,000 Xs that have the potential, but don't have to go for them. You can always strive for those 2, 3, 1.5 Xs.
Right. You can get that 5% if you want the 5%. Like the funny thing is we can catch the 5% in like 2 minutes.
Not even. So, sometimes even 10 seconds.
But most people are waiting a whole year to get their 5% return. And so we're so used to seeing it happen that like we're like, oh, that's nothing. Oh, 2X is nothing. Oh, 3X is nothing. But it's actually pretty good. Like, you can't get these kind of returns. And whenever there's new technology, the returns are high because it's high risk, high reward. And if you know how to trade, it's a high reward. If you don't know how to trade and you just throw money at everything, it's a high risk. So again, learn as much as you can, find user-friendly tools, listen to other people that are invested in it, like find YouTube videos, read about it. Even though most of the stuff out there is kind of outdated, like we're in the pulse of it. We see it happening daily, minute by minute, on what the changes are in the market, what's happening in the market. And so if you're probably watching YouTube videos, you're probably listening to old stuff out there. But any information is always good information.
Any and all information is valuable and can be interpreted in any way. And hopefully you just pull pieces from it. Even if you don't see it as 100% valuable, pull pieces, bits and pieces. Everything that we say has value in it. And it's everything can be applied, whether it be directly or indirectly. And that's what we strive to provide is value and value and value. And I think we talk about this every time, is value is everywhere. Just grasp it. And if you can capitalize on opportunities like next week, the big one, then you'll be open and ready for those possibilities of possibly hitting that 1,000X or constantly hitting those 2 to 3Xs or even those 5% every like 10 seconds. If that's what you're really going for, then it's just opening your doors and pulling knowledge and pulling information and being smart about it and not being too rash and catching that quote unquote FOMO, that word, the fear of missing out. And just being smart about everything that you do and calculated. And if you're able to do that and just get into everything that you can and not miss out on any opportunities, then you're set. And I think that's like a life lesson right there. Just don't miss out on opportunities. And I think it's Michael Jordan. I think I've heard the quote like a million times. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And if you decide that, hey, that maybe this one's not for me and you have a good reason for it, okay, you miss one, but you still have 99 other potential shots that you can possibly hit, right?
Right, and it doesn't take much again.
No, so, not I at mean, all. You it takes could, nothing.
So the way that we're set up is we do 100 tokens a day. It's an immersion tech.
And we don't miss any shots.
That's our hot shots, right? We catch the 2x to the 500x, but yeah. That's what the auto trader does. So I'm looking at stats for November. So the NASDAQ was up 0.6% in November. S&P 500 went up 0.4% in November. On November 18th, actually, it says. And the Dow slipped 0.1%. So these are supposed to be your safe investments. But now think about it. Like, ETH went up 42%. Like, not 0.42, but 42%, right? And BTC went up like 30%, right? So if you were listening 2 weeks ago on election night when I was talking about favorable in the markets, you would be up 35% or 42% right now on your investment. Even if it was $10, you know, you would have had like 14 bucks right now. But if you were in the S&P, you would have gotten 0.4%. So that's not even 1%. That's not even a dollar. It's 40 cents. So your $10 investment would have gave you $10.40. Wait, no, that's even too high.
That's too high. It's 4 cents.
It would give you $10.04. It would have given you $10.04. Where if your investment in, maybe I haven't had enough sleep. Your BTC or your ETH would have given you like $14 back on your return. So you would have had like a $10 investment and had $14, where the S&P would have been $10 would have given you $10.04. So that's what I'm saying, like invest in your small amounts, your coffee money. But last week we were philosophical. This week we're very logical and number orientated and what the markets are doing and how hot the markets are and investing smart, because we have to be well-rounded people, right? We have to go to the gym and like have friends and travel the world and invest and trade and learn as much as you can. So
and sleep.
Hopefully and sleep. Yeah, that's one thing I'm lacking right now. Sleep and drink lots of water. That's another thing I'm lacking. So, next week, big, exciting things. I just wanted to kind of give you a preview. We've been leading up to this moment for so long. And so you'll be able to access it, sign up and get ready to go. And then all the information will be giving out soon and training how to use it and how to set it up and really easy. And we'll probably even have a segment where we'll walk you through the platform. So y'all can do it with me while I'm live and set it up and start trading and see how easy it is to use. Doesn't take much. It's free to start. There's no entry to barrier. You know, trading, you could trade with as little as a dollar if you wanted to. But yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. So next week, get ready for the URL. We'll probably have it up on our websites and then give access out so people can start signing up. But it's coming soon. So excited.
And hopefully we can run a screen share and you can show everyone and we can walk through it. It'll be, honestly, I can't wait for that. It's going to be so much fun. And
we'll do live trading too. We'll have live trading.
Oh, we can do. Oh, buckle up, everybody. The coming weeks are going to be amazing.
Yeah. If you want to learn how to trade, watch us trade. Like, and because the way we had to trade before was so complicated that we had to teach everybody how to trade, this is so easy now. Like, you just go in and place your order and how you want it to place, like you're placing a stock or a bond, and place your exit strategy and you're ready to go. Where before you had to go from website to website to website to analytics to charts to what a token was to all that information in your wallet and then back and forth. And now it's all inclusive in one location, and you enter, sign up for free, trade your 10 bucks, exit out of your position, and you're done. 5 minutes, you're done.
Sometimes not even. Once you get used to it, less than a minute. Watch, less than a minute.
Right. I have to give a cushion there. But anyway, so happy Taco Tuesday. Hi to all my holders. Thank you for your patience. We've had such a blast and like so excited to the moment where we're getting to right now. And oh, next week's happy Thanksgiving too. So it'll be like great timing. You'll be able to be hanging out with your friends and family and show them your phone and show them your trading platform. But yeah, so we look forward to next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the F1. Go ahead and watch it from your TV. I'll try and wave to y'all. But have a blast.
Bye, everybody. Have an amazing...
Have a good weekend.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.